week, and obviously we've got more content on the Omni page. I hope you enjoy. We found out today where our listeners are around Australia and the world. You wouldn't believe who is tuning in and from where. Also, 8 great nurses celebrated for their service to the industry and more. Smirk covered all the sport, including, well, mostly actually just the AFL with the Dockers and the Eagles. He ran a fine-toothed comb over that. It's coming up in the catch-up soon.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels good,
Breakfast in America is the title track of Supertramp's 6th studio album. You're listening to Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It's 10 minutes to 8. And just a shout out to 8 wonderful people from around Esperance. Being a nurse is not easy. You deal with a lot of things. You have to be very loving and caring and patient. And also, you have to deal with poo, which isn't always ideal. But 8 active and retired nurses in Esperance were recognised on the weekend for their decades of service to WA Health. Tracy Lang, Leanne Barnett, Faye Rowe, Beverly Simmons, Suzanne Stevens, Mary Blinkiron. I bet I've got that name wrong. I bet I do. Catherine Jacobs and Doris King were all recognised for their wonderful contribution to the industry. I said it before, I said it again, it is not an easy job. It's something that we'd all prefer not to do, taking care of people when they're sick or when they've grown into their twilight years. But well done to all these women. They don't get paid enough. Don't get paid enough. We're getting close to 8 o'clock on the other side. We're going to talk about Sri Lanka and the horrible disaster which happened there across Easter. It looks like it was religiously fueled. I'll let you know more. Before then, some music though. This is Billy Ocean on Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
I wonder what you were doing in 1988 when that song was released. That's U2 and Desire on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance's 7:47 Triple M. And last week, as you know, I wasn't here. I was in Queensland. I was mucking around in Toowoomba. I was keeping a little bit of an eye on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page, though. We got a great message coming in from Peter. You wouldn't believe where he is. He's actually in Ballarat, Central Victoria. He wrote in saying, "Good morning, Triple M Esperance. Your signal on 7:47 has been booming over here for the last few weeks now in the morning, or should I say early morning. You can tell your sponsors Esperance Boulevard and Keebles Furniture, plus the hardware place, that the ads have carried thousands of kilometres." That's excellent reach, isn't it? Shows that our little tower here is doing a pretty good job. And if you're Keebles, or perhaps if you're Esperance Boulevard as well, it's nice to know that there's people in Ballarat being like, "Oh, wouldn't mind popping over to Esperance and, you know, taking a peek." It is over 2,000 k's, so it's a bit of a drive, though. It's not a Sunday pop-in job, not at all. But I was wondering, I wonder what the furthest listener is. Where are you listening to this right now? Maybe you're driving from Esperance to Ravensthorpe, or perhaps you're north of Seven Gums heading towards Norseman. Perhaps you're in Condonan. I'm pretty sure I've tuned in to 7:47 a.m. from there. Where are you listening to this station from? I don't know if you'll be able to call in, because I think the number 132710 goes to the local Triple M station. But if you can get in contact on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page, I'd love to hear where you're listening to the station from. How far is our reach? Jump to the Facebook page and let me know. Coming up for you, we've got the Monkees on the way. You know they were dubbed as the next band to take over the Beatles. You'll hear them next from Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M, 25 minutes past 8 across the southeast of Australia. And I'm asking the question, where are you? Where are you right now? Are you listening to this live? If you are, whereabouts are you? We had a call, a message come in from Peter, who actually listens to the show from Ballarat. And I put it out on the Facebook page, where are you listening from? And we've got a pretty good a spread of people here. How about Sacramento in California? Sharon Lee tunes in from there. Anders Norlén, Anders, you can tell, is a Swedish name. He listens from Stockholm. No, he listens from Strängnäs, which is west of Stockholm. And then, of course, we have people listening in from Perth, Toowoomba, and out at the Orkney Isles in Scotland. So there you go with technology and also this very strong tower we've got in Esperance. We can reach around the world if you're an advertiser and you want to try and draw in a worldly market. Tell you what, not a bad place to be. Hey, we're getting close to 8:30. On the other side, we'll talk sport. I'm loving all the footy at the moment, and Tom Smirk is as well. He'll be on the show next after your latest news, sport and weather on Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
That's probably the longest and greatest outro you'll ever hear. It's Toto in Africa and Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And across the Easter weekend, heaps of football. And there's still more football to come. To talk to me about it, I have Smook on the line. Mate, how are those chocolate Easter eggs on the weekend?
No chalky for me, Sean. Always watching the figure, you know that.
Oh, really?
I hope you certainly ate my share of the chocolate.
Lint bunnies, that was what I had on the weekend. That was my poison. Hey, I thought we'd do something a bit different. We're sort of in this weird lurch between games on Anzac Day and Anzac Day Eve. We had games across Easter. It's a great period because there's not long between games, really. But we're over 25% of the way through the season, so I just wanted to get your sort of thoughts on the Eagles and Dockers. The Eagles in particular we'll kick it off with, because they had a pretty disappointing game on Friday night at home against Port Adelaide. How are you rating the Eagles this year?
It certainly was disappointing, Sean.
It was weird. It was out of character. I mean, the Bombers did it to them last year, but yeah, it was a funny one.
And it was quite similar to the Bombers game from last year. It was a little bit slippery. It was a little bit wet. And they just didn't adjust to the conditions at all. They looked a bit sluggish, apart from Petrocelli, who was obviously lighting up the ground. But the big boys up forward, Kennedy, Darling, Cripps couldn't get his hands on it. And they just really looked not like the reigning premiers in the slightest. They looked like a also-ran team, which is not concerning, I don't think, for Adam Simpson, but I certainly think he'll be looking to make some tweaks in terms of where they're at and a rank for so far this season. I'm probably giving them a C.
Ooh.
I think they had a really good win against Collingwood, but apart from that, I haven't really been particularly impressed. They scraped across the line against Fremantle, who maybe that's a bit more of an impressive win than we actually think. But their work against Port was really ordinary, and the loss against Brisbane in round one also was pretty toothless.
It was interesting because I think some of the commentary is that the Eagles have been beaten up around the ball a little bit against Brisbane. The hard ball gets went their way, the home side's way on that occasion, and then against Port Adelaide as well. I don't buy into that because I feel like the West Coast midfield are good enough. I feel like it's the forwards. Are you worried about Jack Darling's form and JK hasn't quite hit his stride just yet? Are you concerned about that?
Well, you're spot on about the midfield. They've got some beasts in there, Shuey, Yo, Redden. They're all going to go in and get the hard ball, so that's not one to worry about. And I'm not worried about the forward line, Sean. Josh Kennedy has been doing this for a long time, and he's had a couple of not even ordinary games. I think he still kicked three last week. He hasn't been quite the dead eye in front of goals that he has been in the past, but that's sort of to be expected. He hasn't played a lot of footy over the past 2 years, really. He's been injury hit and hasn't got a great deal of continuity about his game. So I know that that'll come for him. And Jack Darling's still been pretty solid this year. I think he's kicked 10 or 11 goals still. He's been probably the man they're going to more so than Kennedy thus far in the season. And obviously, I think both of them had what we could call stinkers on Saturday night. Darling in particular didn't have a lot of the footy, didn't kick a goal and gave away a couple of silly free kicks. But I'm not too concerned. I think they'll bounce back with no dramas.
Well, let's talk about bouncing back then. What does that look like? Because right now they're sitting just outside the eight. I mean, they're probably up there for the premiership still. But, I mean, are they top four? Can they work their way back? They're just inside the eight, sorry.
Yeah, so sitting in eighth, and they played Geelong, your boys, this week. So that's going to be an absolute cracker of a match down at Cardinia Park. They've got a couple of little things to tweak, and they've got a few blokes to come back in that'll make that side a lot better. And I think they'll push up towards the top four before the season's out. Yeah, okay. I don't think there were too many concerns about that.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
That's the Beatles twisting and shouting on Sean for breakfast this Tuesday morning. I've got Smirk on the line. We're running the microscope over the West Australian AFL teams. We've covered the Eagles. Now it's under the Dockers, who have had an up-and-down year, some really great results. They smashed the Kangaroos. They beat GWS, which is pretty great as well. Smirk, have you been surprised what the Dockers have thrown up? Are you surprised what you're seeing at Frio?
I'm looking at them very differently to what I thought I would be after five games, Sean. They've put in a couple of ordinary losses, which is not ideal for them. But the way they moved the footy in round one against North Melbourne probably made everyone sit up and take notice. And I think what they did on Saturday against GWS, I did not see it coming. I don't think a lot of people would have seen it coming, especially after GWS were really impressive against Geelong.
My boys,
last week, your boys. And I thought Freo would go over there and maybe put in a solid performance. But they're tough. They've got a good back line that's standing up. And it's not just the new guys that they've brought in. It's not just Lobb and Hogan. Hogan was really good on the weekend. But big Matt Tabanaz, well, he's taken a bit of time, but it looks like he's finally taken that next step because he's clanking contested marks. He's getting all around up in everyone's kitchens. And once he gets his kicking boots on and kicks accurately, he'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Matt Tabanaz got the second most contested marks in the league behind Mackay from Carlton. He's been very good. And that forward line with Hogan, they seem more settled. They seem like they've got more options because that was always the Dockers' thing. They didn't have an avenue to go. And their midfield, once you put Nat Fyfe in there, and I mean, they've lost Lachie Neale, but they seem to have sort of settled. And the midfield actually looks quite balanced. I think Conker's been huge as well.
Yeah, no, he certainly has been. Langdon's also a super player. Andy Brayshaw goes in there and does a really good role every single week. You've got just the next tier of players that perhaps hadn't stepped up and now getting an opportunity for extra midfield minutes, and they've absolutely grasped that as opportunities. And you know, a bloke who I thought was probably done as an AFL footballer, Brandon Matera, has come out and looked settled, and he's all of a sudden the small forward that Fremantle have probably been lacking with Hayden Ballantyne being out of form and injured for the last probably 12 to 18 months.
So they're sitting in third at the current moment. Surely they've got to fall from that perch. I mean, they'll win a lot of games at Optus Stadium this year, which will help, but surely they've got to drop out of that.
Well, you're right about that. They'll win a lot of games at Optus, that's for sure. There's every chance now that Freo could make the eight.
What about a top four?
No, I don't think they'll go that far. I think they're still a couple of question marks about that, probably their bottom three or four players, but I can certainly see them winning 12 or 13 games and scraping into that eighth position. So they look like world beaters against GWS and couldn't beat the Gold Coast. So if they turn up consistently, they can absolutely make the top eight.
It's a funny game, old football. Why would you go see a movie where you can see a real-life drama in real time, which is AFL footy? Heaps of games coming up. You must be like a pig in mud, Smirk.
I am very excited. It's great to have. What do we have? 5 days worth of games just over the weekend, Thursday through to Monday, and then don't have to wait long and we get another Anzac Day blockbuster on Thursday. And I am very, very excited. I've taken Friday off work. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get myself mentally prepared for a big weekend of sport.
Can't wait. I'll talk to you on Monday, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, John.
For breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.